Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. That is totally unnecessary.
Gotcha.
Man, this song is 40 years old. Yes. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Good God in heaven. I need a weekend from the weekend.
I will grant you a weekend from your weekend if I get granted a weekend from my weekend.
Oh, my word.
Watched a lot of ball, watched a lot of football, watched a lot of baseball. Game 7, the deciding game is tonight. You have to root for the only team in Major League Baseball that has never, not once, been to the World Series, and that is Seattle.
I don't think that's right.
Absolutely right. We looked it up on Friday. They have never been. So at least like this time, they are knocking at the door of going. There are a couple of teams that have never won the World Series, but they've been to the World Series. Seattle stands on an island, has never been.
Hang on.
And I want them to win so bad. I think they're going to get crushed. And then if they go on, I think they're going to get crushed again by LA. But it was a fun game to watch last night.
You're right.
Yeah.
The Seattle Mariners they're the only team that has never been to the World Series. There are five that have never won. I'll give you the Mariners, go.
Well, we tried to name all five last week, and you guys made a dumpster fire out of it.
We did.
So I will let you...
Well, I'm looking at the list.
I know. Just remind everybody who they are.
All right, here are the five teams that have never won the World Series. The Seattle Mariners, the Milwaukee Brewers,
mm-hmm.
who were
rooting for them hard.
Next year's
their year.
The Colorado Rockies have been but never won.
Mm-hmm.
The San Diego Padres have been, but never won. And the Tampa Bay Rays have been, but they've never won.
That's going to be an exciting game tonight. Cannot wait. Over the weekend, I want to hear about...
I'm cheering for the Blue Jays.
But they've been and they've won.
That's fine.
Don't you want to cheer for the only team that's never been?
No.
Going with Canada, huh?
Going with my Geddy Lee team.
Okay.
Now that Geddy and I are tight.
Yeah, okay, I want to talk about Geddy Lee. We spent the weekend, took Johnny and Johnny's family to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. They were in town. They are a huge baseball family. Went to the museum, missed Bob Kendrick, by the way, by about 15 minutes, and I was sad about that, but we'll go back. And one of the things that you had talked about extensively was Geddy Lee's donation of all.
Well, we had done an interview with
him. Yes, these signed baseballs
because
Negro League players.
A week ago Saturday, he was in town signing his new coffee table book. It's called 72 Stories.
Yeah.
And it's about 72 of the baseballs he donated to the Negro Leagues Museum.
They are displayed in the most beautiful fashion. Mm-hmm. Everything in there is so well done. It's so well done. So please go if you have not. But one of the stories that caught my eye... There were actually several pioneering women in the Negro Leagues, Toni Stone, Connie Morgan, and Mamie Johnson, who helped blaze that trail. And they have you know, bronze busts of those three women in a section about women.
Right.
And there's an article in there, ladies, and take your daughters and show them this, because this was not that long ago. And the article reads, "Should girls play ball?" "Absolutely no," says Doc. This was like back in the 50s.
Wow.
One of the things it says, can you imagine the woman's unathletic husband forced to wear an apron in the family while she goes out shagging fly balls and hitting batting practice home runs? The opinion is that girls should be run out of men's baseball. And it goes on and on in a way that you might expect from an article ripped out of a magazine in the 40s or 50s. But there's something for everyone in that museum. Should women play ball? Absolutely not, says doctor. In the title, says doctor.
Well, it was a different time. Oh, I mean, we're talking the 40s.
They also have on loan the Jackie Robinson sign from his hometown that says, you know, when you come into a place of note, it'll say, like,
welcome to Lansing, home of Scott Parks.
When you go into Lansing, welcome to Lansing, home of
Melissa Etheridge.
Yes. The sign is on loan from Jackie Robinson's hometown, and we probably spent an hour in there, and it's a phenomenal way to spend your day, as much baseball as we want.
I was there 2 years ago. I took Penlet McCain when he came in town, and he was absolutely blown away. It was the only time, I thought this was really interesting. It was the only time, and he was in town for, I think, 4 days or so, maybe five. And, you know, I took him out to the Truman Library.
Yeah.
We went to the Plaza. We went out to Sporting and watched a game. We went out to the Royals and watched a game. We went to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and World War I Museum.
Yeah.
It was the only souvenir he bought.
Was it
at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Yeah, to get a hat?
He did. Well, he got a hat and he got something else. He goes, my dad would absolutely be over the moon if he knew I was here. And he bought a bunch of stuff for his dad, who I guess is a big baseball fan. And I think he bought himself a Kansas City Monarchs t-shirt.
Yeah, they have a hoodie with the original logo on it. All that stuff is really, really neat. Really neat.
It is. If you've never been, it is horribly well done. Horribly well done. And I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah. Then we came home and watched the Chiefs game, and I took a nap because it was like 936-0.
Was that a turd or what?
We saw a ton of Raiders fans at the museum, and we were like, okay, good luck today, you know. And then we get home, and I'm like, the stands were emptied at
boring.
Half.
Well, you know what? We only watched a little bit of it because per your recommendation, I went and did something I never thought I would do in my life.
Uh-huh. Lay it on me.
I went to the Kauffman Center, and I watched the Kansas City Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, just wait, Dan.
I've got a little flavor.
I don't know that I would say that.
Culture.
I noticed a few months ago the symphony was going to be putting on a performance of Star Wars, and they play the entire score while you watch the movie.
You want to rephrase that? It wasn't Star Wars.
While you watch the movie. Well, I assume it's Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, so you really did see that they were doing Star Wars?
Oh, Scott. Because
that's not what I saw yesterday.
What did you see?
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding at all.
Top Gun Maverick.
Was it Maverick?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. They also do Star Wars. And I reached out to T about a month ago, and I said, you know what? You're never going to drag Scott to the symphony, but if he's going to have the experience, which I would love for him
that hurts, Dan.
It's going to be during this movie. And you're right. I apologize. They do a Star Wars score.
Okay.
This one was Top Gun. How was it?
It was amazing.
How do they do it?
So, all right, Dan, are you trying to get in a cant? Did they pot you down in there?
Yeah, we can't hear Dan, guys. How do they do it?
So here's what happens. There's even an intermission.
Yeah.
So the movie is like 2 hours and 20 minutes long, 2 hours and 15, whatever. They remove, and even Tom Cruise, they must be doing this around the country.
Yeah.
Because Tom Cruise comes on at the beginning and he's like, hey, everybody, welcome to the, you know, the symphony
experience,
whatever, of Top Gun Maverick. I hope you enjoy the show, blah, blah, blah. It was really you know, great being part of this. They extract the music from the movie.
Yeah, they strip it down.
They're, so anything, you know, dun, or anything like that, all the music has been removed from the movie.
Yeah.
And the symphony is, you're in the Kauffman Center, you've been there. And the symphony is sitting in the front. And then there's this gigantic movie screen.
Yeah.
Gigantic. And from the very beginning, they play the music in the movie. All of it. And
every noise, every, you know when you listen to a horse running in cinema, it's not a horse. It's halved coconuts on a hard surface.
So, no, not really. Anything that was musical in Top Gun Maverick, you know, from the iconic.
I can't think
of how it goes right now, but.
Yes.
So they do all of that live.
Oh, that's cool.
Right in front of you. Everything. And it was, you know, I was torn. I've seen the movie 1,000 times, but I was torn. Should I watch the movie or should I watch the artists?
You should watch the movie and marvel in the talent that the artists bring to it.
It was really, really good.
Really neat?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, promise me you will go back then for Star Wars.
Dun, oh, of course. Dun, 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 dun.
You know, even when like the stormtroopers are marching down the aisle.
You have seen one.
I'm just telling you, that with the symphony would be so powerful.
It was, yeah, you're right, Texter, thank you. The symphony plays the score.
Yeah.
They play the score of the movie.
Yeah, they do it with a handful of them. I really thought you would enjoy it, and I did not think we would ever get you in to see a symphony.
Well, I did it yesterday.
I'm proud of
Tara
you.
Tara Ard was there.
I'm proud with, of with you. Her good, mom. Good.
Yeah. And here's the best part. Before we left, I said, T, do you know if there is a dress code? And she said, I knew you would ask, so I called down to the Kauffman Center. Yeah.
Don't wear shorts.
This is how I went.
Oh.
No. She called the Kauffman Center.
Oh.
And she said, hey, we're coming down. My boyfriend is not exactly the sharpest dresser in the city.
Yeah.
Is there a dress code? And the Kauffman Center said, we don't care what you wear.
Just get here. Wow. I'm not going to comment about that, but okay.
So I wore flip-flops, basketball shorts, and a hoodie. And I was very comfortable.
Tom Cruise wouldn't want it any other way.
913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Am I right? We'll talk about it when we come back.
Oh, yeah. Dan Wright, Dan Weinbaum. My name's Scott Parks on KMBZ.
By the way, I just want to mention this in case it affects you. Yesterday, after the Chiefs game, our power went out. Did anyone else have this happen? It just, boop, power went out.
No.
And then.
Did you have a storm?
No. We get a phone call. And it's an automated phone call that says, this is Evergy. This is a planned outage so that we can work on one of our substations. It should be about an hour, but please note, in the middle of the night, there is another planned outage. And we got another one today, Scott, a call today that said sometime tonight between 11 a.m. and 1 a.m., there is another scheduled power outage, and this is why we're doing it, blah, 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 blah. I thought, well, that's weird. I mean, I suppose from time to time they have to shut the electricity off, but
why? No.
What if you have someone in your family on
oxygen
or on life-saving medical equipment?
Or what if I'm like 85 years old and I'm halfway up the stairs on that seat?
Yes. And it just stops.
And I really have to poop.
I'm going to be honest.
And then all of a sudden, the chair just stops halfway up the stairs.
The first time it happened, there was no warning. Power just went out. And then it was accompanied with a phone call. The second time, we got a phone call heads up that said, it's happening again tonight.
But hang on. Rewind the tape for a second. Why would there need to be a planned power outage? For what purpose?
I'm telling you, I'm asking the text line. I don't know.
So we can do Wichita linemen?
That are still on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very confused. Never. I mean, we lost power out at our house like a week and a half ago. And it was for reasons I don't understand. It was no big deal. It was off and then it came right back on. And I called Heather across the street. I'm like, hey, did you just lose power? She said, yeah. And I didn't think twice about it other than I need to go reset about 3 or 4 clocks. But we've never had in the 4.5 years that I've lived in that house.
Ever.
A quote, planned power outage. And in the 11 years I lived in Ropo, we never had a quote, planned power outage.
I'm telling you, I've lived in this town.
Long time.
I don't know, 25, 26 years, something like that. I have never heard of it. I don't know why they're doing it. It probably goes by zip code. I don't know. I hope you get a heads up before the first one, if they're doing it. I don't know.
Well, and back to that. Why wouldn't they give you, you said you didn't know about the first one.
No.
So why wouldn't they have given you a heads up that, hey, we're going to turn off your power? Because back to the original point, how many people are on oxygen? Or some sort of...
Yes.
Do they turn the power off at the hospital?
There's no way.
Of course not.
There's no way. Right? Can you imagine? Clear!
So it's only in homes.
I don't know. Scott, I'm telling you, in all of my years, all my three almost decades living here, it has never happened until yesterday.
What if I'm having a party at my home?
Okay, it's funny you mentioned that. They did wait for the end of the Chiefs game, but it happened right during the following Sunday afternoon game.
What if we're having a big...
We were having a big Chiefs party.
50th anniversary party.
And then everyone went home because it was 900-1. No, wait, zero. Raiders didn't score nothing.
It was 31-0. That is correct.
Anyway, just be aware. If you get the call, there's something hinky going on with Evergy. And tonight is supposed to be another night where for 1 hour or whatever, they knock the power out. And by the way, it's getting cold. Whoo!
It was cold this morning.
This morning it was.
I love that. Nice and brisk, crisp in the air.
Do with that what you will.
Somebody says a squirrel got in the box and killed your power.
Yeah. Is that what that was?
Maybe. You want to tell everybody what the online handle is for your next door neighbor?
Nope. I don't want to talk about that, Scott. We are very blessed and thankful to have Geyer Fence at our property today because it just makes sense to have a Geyer fence.
Okay, but do you want to tell everybody what the login is on your neighbor to the north?
We did spend some time outside, and no, I don't. I don't even want to go there.
I do.
You know how when you pull up your Wi-Fi, you get all of the Wi-Fi around you? You know, and it's usually sometimes people are funny, and they're like FBI surveillance van one, which, by the way, if that's you, that's funny. That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But the one to your north, where is it in here? Where did you put it? There it is.
I forgot I texted you that.
Pickleball House.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Her Wi-Fi login is Pickleball House.
Yep. It's descriptive and it's accurate.
Is the netting up?
Yes. It is in.
Has the court been painted?
No, it has not.
Are the stripes in?
No, they are not.
Okay, so it's just a gray slab with netting at the moment.
That's what we're looking at. Well, actually, we're not going to be looking at it starting tomorrow because it just makes sense to have a Guyer fence.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Have we had any more conversations with Pickleball House neighbor?
No, because they don't live there.
Do they know what you do for a living?
I don't know, nor do I care.
Do they know that you're talking about them on the radio?
I do not know, nor do I care.
In the afternoon.
Okay. They are never going to be there. We are going to get a revolving door of bros who rent it out on the weekends.
By bros, do you mean bros?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up, bro?
It's going to be a new experience every time we look out. It's like, you know, I said the morning show at Channel 5. You never know who you're going to get.
Wow. Wow.
You've got to tune in to find out.
Wow.
Sorry.
Olaf. Okay. When we get back, I don't know if you guys have heard about this brazen heist.
Broad daylight.
At the Louvre in Paris.
Involving a ladder on a carriage. I don't know that we have those here in the United States. One of the things I read about the mechanism in which they shattered their way in to steal all of these centuries-old jewels.
Priceless.
Is there's some sort of mechanical vehicle of some sort. It's nothing like I've never seen it. And it has a gigantic ladder on it. Hmm. Picture like a huge metal ATV, for lack of a better descriptor, with a ladder on it. And they are very, very common in Paris because they use those to get couches and other pieces of furniture into the sixth floor where people live up in these properties. Mm-hmm. They use those ladders to get your washer and dryer through the window when you can't, because of the old architecture, get it through the front door. That's what they use to smash their way in.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's go to Paris for a moment.
Oui, oui.
The daring daylight heist at the Louvre Museum was over in 7 minutes, but it is feared the priceless jewelry taken by a masked gang in Sunday's brazen raid could be lost forever. After riding on a cherry picker up the museum's facade, the thieves forced open a window about 30 minutes after the museum opened. After it opened.
Oh, it was open.
And smashed up display cases in the gilded Galerie des Apollons, where the crown diamonds from France's long-defunct royal families are now displayed. This is not the first time that the gallery has been targeted. In December of 1976, thieves entered the same room through the same window to steal a 19th-century jeweled sword belonging to French King Charles X. It has never, ever been recovered.
The Louvre heist, by the way, isn't really about art crime. As you may imagine, it's very hard to steal art and then offload it. You can't put it on eBay. A former leader of the London Police Force Art Squad said in an interview, this is commodity theft. One of the tiaras they stole had 1,083 diamonds and 28 rare sapphires. All of those can be individually sold. Mm-hmm. They can be melted down, the gold, and sold. You know, gold's, what, $4,000 an ounce right now. You would never be able to detect it because these stones do not have any identifiers on them or in them the way some modern jewelry does.
So I was watching the news this morning, and they were interviewing somebody whose career it is to track down stolen art and, you know, crowns and jewelry or whatever, and he said, I guarantee you right now, whoever is responsible for this is plucking out the diamonds. One of the crowns has 1,300 diamonds in it.
Some of these date back to what, 1800s or prior?
Earlier, yeah. But yeah, 1800s, 1700s, whatever. One of the crowns has 1,300 diamonds, okay? And he said, I guarantee you whoever is behind this, I don't even know that they've left France. And the anchor said, well, where's the market? How are they going to make
money? He's going to buy it.
How are they going to make money? There are two different ways. Okay? Hear me out. today, you're wearing a ring. There are several diamonds on that ring, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Inside every one of those diamonds is a very tiny laser number, lasered number.
Like a fingerprint.
Yeah. So like inside every one of those diamonds, maybe it's 431-2, 431-B, whatever, okay? And each one of them is individually marked. Well, these crowns and necklaces were all made in the 1700s, 1800s. There is obviously no lasered etching inside those diamonds, right? Here, and so what they would do is just take these priceless crowns, priceless necklaces, and pluck out the diamonds and the sapphires, then melt down the gold, okay?
Yep.
And sell that to somebody on the black market. Or here's the other way they make the money. You have this crown. This gorgeous crown, it's insured. In the past, insurance companies have come forward and said, let's say that the crown is insured for $5 million.
Right.
We'll give you $1 million, return it, no questions asked.
But that's like negotiating with a hostage. That then tells the next group of thieves, take what you want.
At the risk of going to prison.
Mm.
I mean, these guys obviously knew what they were doing.
Arthur Brand, a Dutch art crime expert, said in an interview that the targeting of the Louvre is unsurprising given these patterns globally, but that a break-in at a museum of such importance would shock other institutions. If people are capable of robbing the Louvre, museums will be scared. No one is safe. I read last night that the Louvre welcomes 30,000 visitors a day.
I believe it.
Every single day. The fact that they did this in 7 minutes when it was wide open, mm-hmm. the alarms went off. Every time they smashed one of the cases to take a crown out, alarms went off. Somehow they knew they had
7 minutes.
5 to 7 minutes. Then you have to ask, how do they know? How did they know which floor to go in, how they would have 5 to 7 minutes?
Well, clearly they scoped it. And so there's going to be video. You can go back. You know, did they look at it last week? Did they work it last month? There's going to be video of people who are specifically interested in these items. Now, that doesn't mean they're a suspect. You could just be up there and say, my gosh, what a beautiful crown.
Yes.
What a beautiful necklace. And you committed.
Does anyone have a hammer?
You have committed no crime.
I'd like to wear it atop my head.
Here's what I'm curious about. The story here from, I think this is the Associated Press, says that in 1976, a sword was stolen from the same room through the same window
mm-hmm.
and has never been recovered.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about putting bars up on it?
So, all museums face a real balancing act, writes the New York Times, between maintaining public access to their collections and fending off criminals. The Louvre could have prevented Sunday's robbery by bricking up its windows, but, quote, none of us wants to go into a museum feeling like we're entering a bank vault. Mm. I disagree. I think it would make the experience feel more glorious that this is so valuable they are limiting exterior access because a sword was stolen, and then lo and behold, now we have all of these crowns gone.
You know what's always amazed me when I've gone into a museum? And I'm hopefully not giving anybody any ideas. The most recent museum that we went into was the Museum of Art in Greenville, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago. And I remember going in there, and there wasn't a Monet. I mean, this is Greenville, South Carolina, which surprisingly is right behind us in TV market size.
Yeah.
It is really a small town. It has a small town feel. So you go into their art museum, it's like the size of this building.
It's not huge.
It's not the Nelson Atkins,
no.
Right? But I was amazed. And there's no Monets, there's no Rembrandts or anything like that. But the art is good. It was really good. I was amazed how nothing at the Greenville Museum of Art, and quite frankly, many of the exhibits at the Nelson Atkins, are not behind protective glass.
So for vandals, for thieves, certainly, but also anyone looking to make some bizarre political statement,
right.
So they're going to throw ketchup on something.
That's what I'm getting at.
I've said for a long time, does it come to a point where, you know, would it matter to you if you are looking at a crown from the 1400s and it belonged to some queen a billion years ago no one's ever heard of? Would it bother you to know that they had swapped those out with cubic zirconias? It probably would not bother me because of the risk of theft. Like, why not put the Mona Lisa in its own room behind bulletproof glass? Well, and they're making a new wing just for that painting, by the way.
It all but is,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
The Mona Lisa is actually, if and I'm just going off memory, it's been 40 years since I saw it. If I'm not mistaken, the Mona Lisa is in its own hallway, but it's not in its own room.
They need to make it bigger because the 30,000 people that visit every day,
that's where they're
going. They're wanting to crowd with their cell phones to take a look. We'll take some calls on this. The phones are ringing. 913-586-6798. Scott, describe the truck. I have never seen a truck like this. This vehicle
it looks like
a gigantic ladder.
It looks like some bizarre utility truck of some fashion.
Kind of like the kind you'd rent from Home Depot for weekend projects, but heavier.
Or if you were working on a power line, it's got a long extended ladder.
Like a fire truck ladder that goes
all the way up, but the
base of it is
It looks like a truck bed. It looks like a flatbed truck. And
We don't have those here. They are very popular in Paris. So if you saw this parked outside,
you would just think they were doing work on the building.
You would think they were doing work on the building, but where did they find the truck?
But they also wore fluorescent jackets, so they looked like construction crews.
Mm-hmm.
Like people who are just working on the Louvre.
I can't believe they still have windows. I cannot believe it.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.